Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Save $200 when you put in code word HOWIE3. Sale is just for this week only and while supplies last. Order at EdenPure.com. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
I have never lied before the Congress, and I do not retract that statement.
It really makes me incredibly angry to hear him say that he does not want to retract his statements, because he did lie to the American people. He did lie to Congress, which is a crime. He is a punk who is trying to further his own career, make himself wealthy and famous.
Cash money, I'm gonna make it rain.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studio.
I don't think they're gonna address the fundamental question.
The idea that the Democrats or the Biden is hiding people and sucking the blood of children and...
For heaven's sake, who in all of England, by the very furthest stretch of the imagination, could possibly be a vampire?
My responsibility as Speaker of the House to make sure we get to the truth on this, and we will not let their antics stand in the way.
We're all in the same boat, fellas.
But our shenanigans are cheeky and fun.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
So this mask mandate thing, this is a classic political trial balloon. What you do is you put out a story, and you put it out of one source, in this case, the Washington Post, and you say, we're thinking about restoring the mask mandate. And then you see how it goes. And if it gets shot down, you say, I don't know, we don't know where that story came from. But, you know, we don't have anything to do with that. And, you know, that's what happened here. So we have it, you know, first you had de Blasio. I mean, a true dead ender. I mean, he's a lame duck. I mean, I thought he really believed this crap, but he said, no, we're not going to have this. We can't afford to have another shutdown in New York City. And then you had a guy who may even be a bigger dead ender than de Blasio, and he may be running for re-election. And I refer to Charlie Parker. He was down on the Cape today. And the Cape in Massachusetts is, you know, Provincetown, the first community that said they want to have masks back indoors in Massachusetts. And he said, no, we're not going to do it either in Massachusetts. So it was, I've seen this happen before. Kevin White used to do this with property taxes in Boston. Yeah, the property taxes are going up 80%, sources say. The next day, oh, no, we're not going to raise the property taxes in the city of Boston by 80%. We're going to keep it at a mere 15%. Everybody's supposed to go, oh, thank goodness. Thank you, Mayor White. So Psaki today is in the Mayor White role today after this horrific scare story in the Wall Street Journal. Cut 5.
What I can tell you is that there has been no decision to change our mask guidelines. If any decisions about public health would be driven by the CDC. But of course, we are engaged with public health experts and the CDC about how to continue to attack the virus. And we've never said that battle is over. It's still ongoing. It would be more concerning, or should be more concerning, to all of you and the American people if we were not having those conversations.
Well, it's good to know that the battle against the virus is ongoing. Is the like the battle against, oh, I don't know, the flu or diabetes or heart disease. I mean, come on. But again, I think this is would they love to do it? Absolutely. They would love to put it back in there. Maybe that's the poll question, not are they going to do it, but would they like to do it? I mean, that's the way. Let's word it that way.
Of course they'd like to. That's going to be a 99-1, don't you think?
Don't you think some people think that the government is on the level?
Are they listening to this show?
Maybe we'll just leave it the way. We'll leave the poll question the way it is, I guess. But I was concerned this morning, but then I saw the way the wind was blowing. You don't need a weatherman to know which way the wind blows, as Bob Dylan would say. So I think we're gonna be okay for the time being. 844-500-4242. And as you know, Joe, Dementia Joe was being very dementia-like last night at the empty town hall meeting. You know what? I think there were about as Grace and I decided to do the show from Cape Gunworks on Monday. It was a pop-up, as they say, you know, so we didn't have to go back. We could spend another day down on the Cape. And I think we had more people at the pop-up at Cape Gunworks for our shows than they had last night at the Joe Biden town hall CNN.
You probably had more listeners / viewers, too, than CNN did.
It was really a sad performance. And you know, the thing is, there was one question. It hasn't gotten a lot of public, ink spilled about it. But I think it was a black woman came up and said, "What are you doing to convince black and Latino people to take the jab?" And you know, if you're just rely on CNN or MSNBC for the news, you think that the only people that aren't getting the vaccination are deplorables like us. And I'm including all the VIPs who were in the room. They make it sound like it's just all a Republican plot. And that, you know, everybody goes to an evangelical church or a Catholic church and in between handling the snakes, you know, at the church and, you know, getting baptized in the local creek, you know, they're telling everybody not to take the vaccine. And the fact is that the vaccine hesitancy is across the board, but it is heavier in the black community than anywhere else, and slightly less in the Latino community. And you know, it's just it cuts across all spectrums, and there are good reasons to not take the vaccination. I've taken the vaccination. I you know, you want to take it, that's fine. You don't want to take it, that's fine. But I understand the reasons if you don't want to take it. 844-500-4242. Yeah, someone points out that now they've got a new one, Lambda. You know, they're like, this is like modern baseball games. It goes, first of all, it goes on forever. Second, it's really boring. And third, they bring in a new pitcher every batter, right? I mean, Delta is just not getting the job done. So they've got Lambda now is warming up in the bullpen. Who's next? Gamma's got to be coming up soon. How about Epsilon? The Epsilon.
You're still waiting for COVID Ultra.
No, I call it Delta Ultra. You know, maybe we should just have a plain Ultra. Or how about COVID Ice? You know, it's got a little more alcohol in it than the regular version.
We should abolish that.
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, that's it's just ridiculous. What's going on? 808. Did we win the war on poverty yet? Yeah. You know what? That's a good way to put it. We shouldn't wait to declare war on COVID until we win the war on poverty. 844-500-4242, 617. Any idea how many watched Don Lamone and Joey on CNN last night? Not many is what I'm guessing. Didn't they, was last night the last night of the NBA finals, or was it the night before last? By the way, that guy, the MVP for Milwaukee, the guy with the Greek name, he just got the MVP award, and they're saying he's the best player in the league now, et cetera, et cetera. He scored 50 points in game 6, but now he's going to be canceled. You know why? You know where he went after the game? Chick-fil-A. And I guess he Instagrammed himself. He scored 50 points. So he said, "I want 50 chicken nuggets, 50. And he was just goofing around and having a great time. And they were all cheering him. And I could just imagine how angry the woke mob was. You're not allowed to joke about things like Chick-fil-A. They're not open on Sunday, man. Those owners believe in God. Did you know that? Yeah. All right, 844-500-4242. You know, maybe they could, the Delta, maybe they could make it like the sorority that Christine Blasey Ford was a member of at my alma mater, UNC. Tri-Delt. First you could go from Delta to Tri-Delt. And then they could do live shots out in front of all the sorority houses, wherever there's a Tri-Delt sorority. There's a lot of ways they could go here. I'm giving them, advice on how to keep the panic going. 844-500-4242. If you wake up in the morning feeling sore, then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 has helped me with all my aches and discomfort. I've been using Balance 7 for months now, and I wish I'd learned about it years ago. Balance 7 is a clear mineral liquid that you take 3 times a day to break down the acids in your body. Often I'm asked to try products and can be very skeptical of claims. But with Balance 7, everything I was told turned out to be 100% true. If you've been holding off, don't wait any longer. The mailroom manager loves it for energy, and my daughter Charlotte takes it before bed to help her sleep. When I take Balance 7, I don't feel my energy fading as the day wears on. I have a jug in the studio, a jug at home, and now I have a jug at my rented digs down on the Cape. Balance 7 reduces the acids that build up in your body over time. All you do is drink a small shot of the liquid 3 times a day and you will feel the difference in 24 hours. If you suffer from heartburn, acid reflux, or joint discomfort, then give Balance 7 a try. Go to balance7.com and put in code Howie for free shipping. That's balance7.com, code word Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
You regret it to his dying day, if ever he lives that long.
Howie Carr is back.
Summer is a time for excitement, so try something new with HelloFresh. Choose from 50 menu and market items every week, including quick dinners and 10-minute lunches, perfect for switching things up. Get up to 14 free meals plus free shipping when you use code Howie14 at HelloFresh.com/Howie14. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Is the mask mandate going to come back?
I'm going to say no.
31% say no.
Really? In spite of the fact that the trial balloon went down like the Hindenburg this morning? People are more worried about that coming back than they are us getting sick. Of course, I am too. I don't know. I don't think they can pull it off. I hope. Keeping my fingers crossed, knock on wood, et cetera, et cetera. All right. We just sent the VIPs out to get their dinner. It's early tonight. And it's come in from Aviva Trattoria, and it's a really great place, Aviva Trattoria. On Tuesday, I left the show early, as some of you may recall, and where I was going was the Aviva Trattoria special tour of Italy wine dinner.
Oh, a nice wine dinner you were at.
It was a multiple course, multiple wine dinner. I think
it's the only choice for somebody like me.
There were 5 or 6 different wines with various delicious, delicious dishes. Two of my favorites were the antipasto and the seafood, which was put in a bag with this great Italian imported pasta. Those were my two favorites, but there was all kinds of great stuff. There was pork, everything. Anyway, they're having another tour of Italy wine dinner next Tuesday, and it's in Malden. That's the 27th in Malden. Grace is going to be going there, and I think her sister Alex is going there too. With us on the line right now is Marcy. She's the chief operating officer from Aviva to tell us more. Marcy, thanks for the great food. That was a wonderful time that we had in Maynard. Looks a lot different than the Maynard I remember as a youth. But
Hi, good afternoon, Howie. Thank you so much for having us on again.
Thank you.
We're so happy that we got to see you and that lovely mailroom manager this past week at our Italian culinary tour in Maynard. So like you said, we're doing another one. This one is going to be in our Malden location. Mm-hmm. We just opened up Malden. That's right on Exchange Street, right across from the Orange Line.
Yeah. Plenty of parking. Plenty of parking. That's what you always ask about Malden.
Parking.
Right? Yeah.
Free, free parking, Howie. So we are, you can find us at 200 Exchange Street. And the parking, you can go right onto the Jackson Street Garage. It's right directly behind the building. For free parking, you're just going to pull in, get the ticket, and we will validate when you come on into the restaurant.
And so now this is a good – how many courses do you have at the Tour of Italy wine dinner?
This is a good one. So it's five courses. Yep. The total is $54.99 a person, so it's a wonderful deal. And with this wine dinner, you receive five courses, like I said, and each course is paired with a beautiful wine. So our first course, like you said, is our antipasti. You can find everything on there from prosciutto, speck, mortadella, salami. We'll have some fresh mozzarella being made when everybody walks in. And some wonderful grilled artichokes. That's paired with a Lambrusco. It's a very sparkling red chilled wine. It's absolutely delicious. And then we go on to our arancini with peas and sausage. That's brought to you by the Sicily region. Another beautiful entree is the entree you were just talking about, the Tagliatelle Frutti di Mare. And again, that's made in a bag with some beautiful mussels, shrimp, calamari, tons of lobster, haddock.
And the imported pasta from Italy, so it doesn't fall apart in while everything is being baked. It's really fantastic. Grace is here. She, before you go on, Grace wanted to say, you're coming, right, Grace?
Yes, I'm so excited, Marcy. I cannot wait. I'm literally just out of my mind excited for this. Howie's been talking about it for the last couple of days, and I can't wait.
Awesome. Yep. We're so excited. I saw your reservation come through the other day, and we're so excited to have you come on in with us, Grace.
So what
and
else?
Walden, such a beautiful location. I can't wait.
And so then after the seafood, what's next?
So after the seafood, our chef Anthony De Palma and Roberto Jimenez have come up with a beautiful porchetta alla romana. So you'll actually get to see a stuffed pig, real life pig, come through the building. It's absolutely beautiful. And with that porchetta will come with some rosemary red bliss potatoes and a little arugula and garlic salad. And that is paired with a super Tuscan. That is just an absolutely delicious wine. And finally, to top everything off, some homemade tiramisu with a glass of Prosecco. So it's really, again, $54.99 a person. Next Tuesday, we have limited space available. So first come, first serve. You can go right to our website, avivatrattoria.com. And there's a pop-up. As soon as you go to our website, you'll see the link where you can buy your tickets. It's a deposit of $25, and you just come on in the next Tuesday.
So is there a phone line, too, if people want to use the phone line, or is it just online?
Just go right online. That's the easiest way to do it, vivatrattoria.com. You can get your tickets through Eventbrite, and it's just super simple, and you come on in. We'll have your reservation, and, again, free parking at the Jackson Street Garage. It's directly right behind our restaurant.
It's really great. It's just fantastic. And Aviva, by the way, is EVVIVA. So there's two V's there, Aviva. And then it should pop up on if you go to Google after that. But it's really great. And again, the price is the price is very reasonable for five courses and five glasses of wine. It's just a really good deal. And if you haven't been to Aviva, it introduces you to the to a really great place, and I think you'll like it a lot. And you can meet Grace.
Thank you so much. Grace, have five total locations, Howie. We have Westford, Marlboro, Maynard, Malden, and Wrentham. So if you can't make it to see us next Tuesday, come anytime to one of our five locations.
So you'll be having them these Tour of Italy wine dinners. You'll be having them in other locations as well. But the next one is Tuesday night in Malden, and again, $54.99 for a five course meal with five glasses of wine, and it's all imported. The wines are from Martignetti's. They put the whole wine tasting, and everything is really good. I tweeted out a picture of myself with Marcy and Anthony, the chef, with the pig. The pig's name was Benji. I don't think Benji will be there in Malden. There'll be a new pig.
Benji will not. Yes, we'll bring a fresh new guy in.
All right. Listen, thank you. Thank you, Marcy. Thanks for bringing in all the great food. And 860, are you skating out at 6 p.m.? I will be there on Tuesday. I may be skating out again at 6 p.m. other nights, but not next Tuesday. Grace will be there on Tuesday night. All right, 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
White House, linked to radical group and education report was an error. White House, saying 12,000 people have died from taking the vaccine was an error. What a lot of errors.
Don't forget Taiwan.
Oh, that's right. Taiwan, yeah.
They recognized Taiwan and then had to apologize.
That was an error. There are a lot of errors.
There's a lot of interns who have control of the Twitter who are getting in trouble these days.
All right. Time now for Grace with the News.
Yes, I wanted to start with this story of the NFL. NFL teams, this is interesting. NFL teams will be forced to forfeit if unvaccinated players cause a COVID-19 outbreak. According to a memo shared on Twitter by NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, the league has mandated that a game cannot be rescheduled due to a COVID-19 outbreak among unvaccinated players, and that team will be forced to forfeit, resulting in a loss for playoff seeding.
How would they know it's the players that caused it?
I know, and you know, what does it matter if you test positive and you're not sick? What the hell is the big deal here? You know, and I'm so happy that people are starting to tweet this out and say, how can these news organizations just keep talking about, oh, the number of cases, when they don't talk about how many people are sick, how many people are in the hospital, and most importantly, how many people have died?
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, some of these stories don't even mention deaths. And it's a good thing that we don't have mass death right now. That should be something that they're putting at the top of the story instead of burying it. It's really disgusting. Now, speaking of that, public trust remains high in vaccines, but it's declining for Dr. Fauci, the polls are showing. Can you?
You know, Richard Nixon could feel his pain. His credibility vanished as time went on.
Yeah, according to a recent survey, despite vaccination rates lagging, 78% of Americans said they believe it is definitely or probably true that the shots are effective in preventing the coronavirus, up from 74% in April. In addition, 76% of the public believes it is definitely or probably true that it's safer to get the vaccine than to become ill from COVID. Now, let's get to the Fauci. 68% of Americans said they are confident in the advice given by Fauci, down from 71% who said so in April.
That's still pretty sad that 68% of the people had some liquid come down their back and it wasn't rain.
Yeah.
And they still believe it's rain, despite the warmth of it and the smell of it.
It's taken some people longer to come around. We got to be compassionate for those people who are still under the days.
The spell of
Dr. St. Fauci. I wanted to let you know, Howie, that the top story right now. So I'm usually a New York Post girl when it comes to collecting stories throughout the day. I like the setup of the New York Post. But lately, I've been leaning towards the Daily Mail because they have a little bit more gossip, scandal. They're not afraid to get, you know.
Yeah, sometimes.
Sometimes.
I think their fact-checking is a little skimpier than the New York Post.
That might be why I like them. But I also like the fact that they're... See, the thing is...
I mean, I wouldn't put them in the league of Rolling Stone or the CNN. Boston Globe or CNN, but I mean, still, you gotta take it with a little bit of a grain of salt.
But I do want to say this as well. I think it's because it's from the UK. They're not as loyal to Joe Biden as the American outlets are. Like they look at it as more of a ratings click thing.
Right.
So they have a picture up right now.
And entertainment.
Yes, which is what it's supposed to be.
But believe me, if you're waiting for the Joe Biden cuts, we're going to have more entertainment than you could possibly imagine as the afternoon goes on.
And you'll be begging us.
And there's new stuff. There's new stuff this afternoon.
You'll be begging us, stop, no more, no more entertainment. I can't take anymore. But I wanted to let you guys know this. If you go to Daily Mail right now, the big story on the front of their website is a horrible still shot of Joe Biden from the town hall last night. And this is the headline. Quote, "The experts say we know that this virus is, in fact, it's going to be, or, excuse me, Biden loses his thoughts on vaccines, flubs answer on foreign policy, and falsely tells town hall you won't get COVID if you have
a shot." That's the thing. That's the thing that gets me. I said this last week. You know, if they're going to ban people for quote unquote misinformation, when are they going to ban Joe Biden? I mean, he said it again last night. That was a flat out lie that you can't. Here you have the flea baggers from Texas. They claim they're vaccinated. They've come down with COVID. They've passed it on to White House staffers. They've passed it on to Pelosi staffers. And yet he's going out there and saying, if you get vaccinated, you don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know where Glenn Kessler is. He must be working on another hit piece on Senator Tim Scott.
Even what's his name from CNN? What's his name? Dale Don?
Daniel Dale. Get it right.
Daniel Dale. Or is it Dale Daniel?
Daniel Dale. I know my fact checkers.
Even he said, well, obviously that's not true.
Yeah.
Like, you know, oh, come on. What do you expect?
No, this is what they do. If it's a small, small lie, you know, if you want to qualify it as a small lie, they say, oh, well, it was a mistake. He misspoke. It was a little whoopsie. No big deal. Now, if it's a huge lie, Howie, to your point, this is what they do. Well, it's such a big false statement that clearly what he meant to say was this. In other words, he can't go wrong. Big lies, small lies, they all get swept under the rug. And I do want to get back to this for one sec here, but before I do, Grace's News is brought to you by Toyota of Portsmouth, the house of value. I love my RAV4. It's a great car. I drive Howie down to the Cape in that car, into all our remotes. Howie, isn't it a beautiful vehicle?
It's very nice. I appreciate it, and it's quite comfortable.
It really is, and I had a great experience at Toyota of Portsmouth. The staff there is awesome. You guys are going to love everybody there. They have a huge, sparkling, clean showroom and just an incredible staff. They're located just south of the Portsmouth Traffic Circle off 95. So go to toyotaofportsmouth.com or visit them at the showroom and tell them I sent you. Now, speaking of Joe Biden, the other cut that he said, and we don't have to get into the nitty gritty, because I know you're going to get into all the sound, Howie, but I wanted to let you know that there's a restaurant owner in New York, and this was also in the Daily Mail, which just, again, proves it's my new favorite site. And this is the title: Restaurant owners lash out at Joe Biden for telling them to raise wages to end staff shortages. And then it says, exclusive, and here's the quote: "Do you want to pay $50 for a hamburger, Joe? Furious restaurant owners vent at Biden for telling them to raise wages, which they say will lead to more inflation and drive them all out of business," which is what Robert Walker said on my show today.
Let's play Joe Biden. This is a Grandpa Simpson story. As always, you know, he wants you to know he feels your pain. So in this case, his first wife's, I guess, father supposedly owned a restaurant in Syracuse. So let's listen to this. Cut 29.
My deceased wife's father-in-law was a restaurateur up in Syracuse, New York. And by the way, he tried to convince he had a restaurant that was in a town called Auburn, about 20,000 people, which was sort of flagship 24-hour a day restaurant. And he offered it to me, which I would have been making five times that I would in law school to try to keep me in Syracuse. But I spent too many times at home hearing a phone call. The cook didn't come in. He's in fight with his wife. What's going on?
Wait a second. He said his wife's father-in-law's restaurant.
My deceased wife's father-in-law was a restaurant.
So that would have been his dad.
That's his father. No wonder he was staring at the ceiling, looking at the, you know, with the holes in the ceiling, looking out at the stars. He was exhausted from having to come in and fill in for the cook. Again.
After spending all day at the car agency.
My wife's father-in-law.
I also love how he says, like, he turned it down. He turned it down even though he would have been making five times the amount of money he was making in law school. It's like, everything he says is so phony. It doesn't even make any sense.
Also, I wanted to bash my skull in 4 seconds into that story.
Yeah, no, same. And when he says, oh, yeah, you wanted me to work for them, and then I didn't because blah, blah, blah. It's like, you didn't because you know that working in a restaurant, he basically just admitted it. Working in a restaurant is hard, actual work, and he didn't want to do that.
Exactly. Exactly. He's never had a job. I got to get that cut from the quote from, I think it's pronounced Ayn Rand. The she has a great quote about how the society's gone when you have to take orders from people who've never done a damn thing. And if that doesn't describe Joe Biden, what has that guy ever done?
Yeah, well, I remember way back when, how you had Kurt Schlichter on. It was one of my favorite interviews, and it was right after Trump won the election. And he said, what these elites in D.C. don't understand is that you can insult me all you want. I drive a BMW. I live in California. That's fine. You can, like, make fun of me, whatever. But if you make fun of the guys who get up at 4 a.m. every single day and work their asses off, that's when you really start to tick off a huge segment of the country. And what those people will do is they'll vote because they've had enough of it. And I never forgot that. It's like, he really has such disdain for regular people who are working hard. And it's because he doesn't relate to it at all.
Right.
Why work hard when you can write a book and make millions of dollars?
And he tries to pretend that he knows what the struggles of most people are like.
And that's the worst part, Howie. You just nailed it. Because Donald Trump, you hate him, love him. He never pretended not to be a billionaire. He never pretended not to be a real estate mogul or a New York guy. He was honest about who he was. And somehow, he was more relatable to the everyday person than Joe Biden.
Joe knows everything about COVID-19, but sometimes he forgets words. Let's play cut eight, Taylor.
Everybody talks about how, you know, this virus can, the drugs that are designed to kill the virus came along so quickly. Been working on it for 2 decades.
Oh, jeez.
He knows how long they've been working on it, but he forgot the word vaccine.
Classic mix up.
Joe, talk to your wife's father-in-law, okay? Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, Howie.
A lot of us are going to be on the move again this summer. So my advice to you is take your Raycons with you. Wherever you are, going to the lakeside or to the seashore or to the work or to work out, a pair of Raycon wireless earbuds in your ears can make all the difference. Whether you want to listen to music or true crime podcasts or anything else, you get crisp, powerful beats at half the price of other premium audio brands. Raycons look great. They feel even better. They come in a range of cool colors and with customizable gel tips included for a comfortable in-ear fit. And Raycons are built to go wherever you go with quick and seamless Bluetooth pairing and a compact charging case. They have 24-hour battery life, so you don't even have to worry about recharging that often. They're great. They're great any time of the year, but especially in the summer. They're an absolute must-have for the summer of 2021. Listen up, Raycon's offering 15% off all their products for my listeners, and here's all you've got to do to get it. Go to buyraycon.com/Howie. That's 15% off at buyraycon.com/Howie. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Don't touch that dial. Howie Carr will be back after this.
Leave the gun. Take the cannoli.
The Howie Carr Show.
Joining us now, as he does at this time every Thursday, is Kevin Frisbee, the financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show, to talk about the economy. Kevin, I'm going to read you a headline from this morning. Get your response to it. Jobless claims unexpectedly jump 51,000 to 419,000. Unexpectedly has expectedly made a return to the headline of America.
Yeah, which, by the way, is why the market's kind of flat today. The market was futures were up higher this morning until that number came out this morning. And now, again, you want to look at what the markets are telling us with these interest rates, the 10-year treasury. It's indicating a potential slowdown because of the Chinese economy last week. We touched on this last week. And so I'm not saying the economy is slowing down. I'm just making a point that the underlying indicators of the economy, or the markets, I should say, and the interest rate market is telling us to be careful going forward with investments and maybe not taking on too much risk.
But we have a guy named Joe Biden. I'm going to play one quick cut here for you, and you can comment on his amazing understanding of the economy. Cut 22.
You're in a position where you're trying to build a house. Try to find 2x4s and lumber. Well, guess what? People stop working cutting lumber. They stopped doing it because the unemployment was so down. Now, all of a sudden, there's this need because people are coming back. And guess what? Instead of paying 10 cents, you're paying 20.
So it's not a problem, apparently. If inflation's 100%, so what?
I don't know how to respond to that. He stumbled around there, so I couldn't quite make two cents of what he said.
Nobody else could either, Kevin. Don't feel bad about it. That's the whole point. I mean, how can you have any confidence going forward when this guy is such a clown? I mean, you know, most people in high school could explain the economy better than he can.
Well, fortunately, we got a Senate that shot down in a mock vote this morning this infrastructure climate change bill, and it's kind of pushed back Biden's plan so far. They think that they could still have a chance to get that to the Senate floor for a real vote. But that's a good sign that there's somebody standing up saying, wait a minute, it doesn't add up here. It doesn't make sense. And we need that as a country to continue on to have these politicians stand up and you know, tighten up their belt buckle and say, wait a minute, we're going to stand up to this regime.
Yeah. So, what do you think is going to happen with the unemployment rate? I think the unemployment rate is worse than they're making it out to be, and they're kind of padding it with this $300 a week, and they're trying to keep it going. You think they're going to try to keep it going after September, the $300 a week in the blue states?
I do think they're going to try to keep it going. There's talk about, you know, getting an extension on that. And there's a lot of pushback. There's obviously a handful of states now, or maybe a dozen states, that have eliminated that $300. And there's a battle going on. But what's going to happen is that I think you're right. The jobless rates are going to go higher. You're going to see companies that are going to not cut their profits. They're going to pass that on to the consumer by way of inflation and by cutting jobs. And the workforce is the biggest cost to a company. So you're going to see that get into the workforce by way of job cuts eventually. And I think maybe today was a start of starting to see that.
So what have you got for the listeners this week, Kevin? It's very concerning to listen to the president of the United States just stumbling around, not have a clue what he's talking about the economy or anything else. What can you offer them?
Yes. Yeah, so like every week, and we've got a couple of different things, but every week we offer a portfolio X-ray, no obligation. What that means is somebody wants to get a handle on where they're at for risk and what they have for investments, they can reach out to us and get that done. And also I get a little 27 tips for saving for retirement I put together, all things that I have put together after talking to all my retiree clients. So if somebody wants to call up and get that sent to them by email or by regular mail, no obligation to do anything with us, just have a conversation with us here at Brisbane Associates. And we've got advisors from here to Rhode Island, by the way, so we can cover your listening area.
So what is the number of people want to get the portfolio X-ray again, no obligations, or the document, the 27 tips for retirement planning? What's the phone number and what's the email address?
The phone number, Howie, is 1-800-989.
I keep saying email.
Yeah, phone number is 1-800-989-9100, 1-800-989-9100. And the web address is frisbeebenefits.com, Frisbee spelled I-E, benefits with an S. They can reach out to us there, send us an email, or call us up. And again, we'll take your email address, get that out to you, and answer your questions on whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. And the portfolio X-ray, that's just trying to see if you're in the right place, considering the trends going forward in various investments. I saw a story in the Wall Street Journal. I ask you about this over and over again, but they said investments in municipal bond funds are going up finally again in the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah, these past 2 weeks, right, the rate environment has dropped, so which means those bonds, and typically the municipal bonds do well in the rate environment that we're having right now. My concern, longer term, as we talked about, you know, whenever it was a few weeks back, is if they do let rates start to climb to offset the inflation that's going on, you're going to see some of these bonds get hurt pretty badly. And that's why we're a little concerned. You know, people usually take a safe haven and go from stocks to bonds, and that might not be the best play, especially if the rates go higher.
Okay, so it's a very tricky environment. So what's the number if people want to call you, Kevin?
Yep, 1-800-989-9100,
Howie. And the web address?
frisbeebenefits.com.
Thank you, Kevin Frisbee, financial wizard of the Howie Carr Show. I'm Howie Carr.